With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Hump Day! Thanks for being here. We love every minute that you give us. We really appreciate it. It's now time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more to keep everyone healthy and learning. That's Woo-hoo. Fremont Bank, everyone. .com. So we've got some clouds today, a mix of, there'll be some, you know, breaks in the clouds, but there are clouds today. But in the forecast, it looks sunny, like through the weekend and beyond. In fact, nice. Sunny in 70s is what I see in the forecast.
Whoa.
Yep. So,
hello, January.
And in fact, because I live in a different area than you guys, I always forget which news channel I'm watching, but it's out of Monterey.
Okay.
But the news team and the weather guy, he was saying we might even see an 80.
What?
Somewhere in there in the forecast. Now, that's not, I don't know what part of the Bay Area will get that. Maybe
so it's going to be warm and beautiful.
Warm and beautiful.
Oh, that scares me. We do need more rain.
We do very much
and
need
snow.
More rain, but let's hope that that is still a possibility. It's only January.
That's true.
Still
early days.
Winter time and more springtime ahead before we hit that long stretch of no chance. No chance on the rain, I mean.
Right.
As in summer.
Right.
Anyway, there's your weather. So one of the things in the news this morning, which we talked about extensively, is the we've got a holiday spike in COVID transmissions. And so it's... One of the things I read is it's not as bad as they feared, and yet we're still really spiking hard. So that's something that we're dealing with at the moment. The holiday COVID spike is on. I wanted to follow up on something I mentioned to you guys yesterday, which was, do we all know where we're going to get our COVID vaccines if, in fact, you plan to get one? I wrote my doctor on the little My Health thing that Stanford has yesterday, and they got right back to me and said, we will be contacting you as all of our patients as you meet the criteria for the vaccine.
Oh.
So that's the response I got was, sit tight, we'll be in touch.
Oh, well, so they are going to reach out.
That's my doctor.
Okay.
I don't know that that's every doctor, but I did get that in response and thought, oh, that's good news. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, I'll tell you what, look alive. So our friend Trina works for the government in some way. I think it's maybe the city government. But she got an alert yesterday that said, we have 100 vaccines available and they got to be given today. Who's in? And she ran.
She got one.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. So that's another thing that you should consider. Be ready.
Wow, right.
If it comes up, go get it.
Go get it.
Why wouldn't you? Well, I mean, of
if
course,
they
unless
give you,
you
the
believe it's they're implanting
right.
5G in you
putting
or something.
Nano
I don't know.
Technology into you.
Right.
If you get the first vaccine, are they guaranteeing you the second one that you need?
Yeah. You have to be able to provide that. So
okay.
There must be a backup list. That was the thing with the shingles shot that I got, which was there's two shots needed. You need to get both. And that's, they've got to be able to provide you with both. You have to check that in advance.
Right.
Like, okay, I'm going to get this now, but I'm going to make my appointment for 6 months from now too.
Right. Like, for the backup.
Right. So I imagine that's, they're very well aware that what needs to be done on that end. Anyway, that's the latest. They're adding to the place where mass vaccinations will take place. And I'm assuming that's above and beyond what your doctor would provide you. So you could probably go get one of these if you meet their criteria. But Disneyland had been mentioned, and now it is confirmed. Disneyland will be a mass vaccination site as well.
Well, they do have a nice big parking lot.
They do, but you know, so we've heard every place but the Bay Area.
Right, I know. Where's
Dodger Stadium. Now, look, L.A. has had more trouble than we have, so I can see why they're looking to open more facilities, but I haven't heard a confirmation on Levi's Stadium yet, but hopefully that'll be one where people in the Bay Area can go, and I feel like we still need one at, what is it now, Oracle Park?
Yeah, that would be a good one.
It is Oracle Park, isn't it?
It is Oracle.
It's changed. Pac Bell to AT&T to now Oracle.
I guess.
It's had a short life, and yet many, many sponsors there.
It's been built well within the time we've been here.
Yep. Anyway, so that's Disneyland's been confirmed, and hopefully if I can bring you more information here locally, I'll get it to you. So it's been a stressful time. A new survey found. And actually, I should add, Sarah, you found all of them. A new survey found 1 in 5 women discovered their first gray hair last year.
Oh.
Sarah, you found all your gray hairs.
I did. I found them all. I've revealed them all. They're all, there they all are.
It looks Zoom, so funny.
Yeah, on the camera, it doesn't look gray at all, but is steel, the whole thing is steel gray.
It looks brown. You got little skunk patch there.
Yeah, it's definitely like a white patch. And then over my ears, it's pretty white. But yeah, it just looks brown. Mm-hmm. On the camera.
Right.
In person. Straight up.
Anyway, what's going on here is with no access to salons and a full year of dealing with the pandemic, 1 in 5 women have discovered their first gray hair. It just feels like we're being aged out.
Yeah. You might not have gotten that hair until 5 years from now, but you got it last year because of last year. Mm.
Over half of women think the stress of 2020 made them go gray faster than they would have. It's weird because
it made me go gray faster than I would have.
Well, you would have continued dying it, right?
I would have just kept dying it, right.
1 in 3 women say they've dyed their hair at home. Mm. Just can't wait.
It's so easy and cheap.
For the salon to open.
It takes half an hour as opposed to sitting, 4 hours in a salon for $300. No thanks.
And most people say, well, I dyed my hair at home because my roots were showing. Hello.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, that's just a quickie before I get to my favorite story so far this week.
Oh, all right. 3 days in, the favorite story appears. Okay.
Now, listen, it's no Maria
Athens,
but it's pretty juicy.
You heard it here first.
It's not her. It's Stephen Thomas. Stephen Thomas is from San Francisco, or at least lives here. He has a digital wallet with 7,002 bitcoins in it.
Oh.
7,000 bitcoins.
Wow.
Is worth $234 million.
Damn.
So Stefan's filthy rich.
Okay.
Like, that's rich. You're done, right?
Way to go, Stefan. I wonder what he paid for those.
$234 million is done. Goodbye, everybody.
Did he buy them when they were $1 a piece?
I don't know what his deal is, how he got his hands on them. I know that, and I still don't understand how you go Bitcoin mining, but that, it used to be you could find these things, right, Bryn? Anybody?
I don't really know how.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I was hoping.
It's crypto. I know you can buy it on certain apps now. Back then, it was a little bit different. And there's these keys that if you lose, you're in trouble, right?
Well, this guy, Stefan, has a serious problem. The private keys he needed to unlock his account are on an encrypted hard drive, and he doesn't know the password.
Oh, my God.
There's more.
This is a terrible story.
So he has $234 million. It's his. It's his Bitcoin. And apparently these keys are what you need to access this. And he put it on an encrypted hard drive. And like many encrypted hard drives, I have a couple of them. You only get so many guesses before this thing permanently locks and is done.
Oh, no.
Permanently? You don't get to try again tomorrow?
So you get 10 guesses at a password before this hard drive permanently encrypts its contents and cannot be unlocked. And he's already made 8 wrong guesses.
There's got to be a way.
Stefan Thomas of San Francisco is a 234 millionaire, and the money is 2 guesses away from being gone.
This is a great reason to not buy Bitcoin.
Oh,
it's just a good reason not to. I'm sorry, but and also the fact that, what was it, $40,000 on Monday, and yesterday it was $30,000 again.
It dropped like crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
If he doesn't
my heart
get
aches for this guy.
If he doesn't get it right in the next 2 guesses, and this hard drive where the keys to his millions are, it's gone forever.
Can't the Pentagon help him?
Bitcoin does not have I've lost my password. Please let me reset it.
Oh my
like,
God.
We all know that feeling where you know, whatever it is,
fine,
your Instagram
I'll reset
or what, you know, let me just please reset this thing. I don't know. Anyway,
what's the name of your first cat? What's the city of your birth?
So there's no way to get your lost keys. So you either have them or you don't.
Oh, my God.
Stefan says, quote, I would just lay in bed and think about it. Then I would go to the computer with some new strategy and it wouldn't work and I would be desperate again. 2 guesses left.
Oh, my God. He's losing $234
Or he loses $234 million. Mm. There is a time to cut a hole in your carpet somewhere in your house.
Yeah.
Write down on a piece of paper a password that you really need. Don't put what it's for, because you would know the only reason you cut a hole in your carpet that no one can see and shoved a piece of paper under there is just that last chance possibility backup.
Oh my God.
That you won't forget this password worth millions.
You know, the only thing I can think of is that he bought it cheap and that's, you know, so that it's all profit. And he didn't think
it wasn't much at the beginning.
It just wasn't much. Like, it was, you know,
it still had to be
even
something,
if it was,
though.
I know it had to be something. To right. It was at least 7,000, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what Bitcoin original. Did it go for $1 a piece? Like, what was it at first? Like, it's just,
I'm
heartbroken over this.
I remember when we were first hearing about it, and there was some kind of a mining element. Like, there were places you could go looking around to find these things. And as it's become more popular, it's become a really... it's still not centralized like normal monies are. It's very punk rock, but it is money. And
it's
you
just
can
zeros
buy goods
and ones on computers.
Right, you can buy goods with it.
In 2010, Bitcoin started trading from around 0.0008 cents. So that was
what year did you say?
2010, 10 years ago.
Oh man,
so
it's grown fast, hasn't it?
He could have bought so many of those for $100.
He probably did. Those were probably penny stocks that he picked up. That he was just like, if it, I'll buy a bunch of this stuff. Who knows? $234 million.
Again, if you're just joining us, a guy named Stefan here in the Bay Area has $234 million in Bitcoin, and the key to get at the money he put on a locked hard drive. And these hard drives, well, depending on which one you have, but some of them will give you, you know, let you guess and guess. But this one in particular, you get 10 guesses and it locks itself for good.
Oh, my God.
You know, Eddie Ift has the same problem right now.
What?
Eddie Ift.
What?
Who knows anything about Eddie Ift having $230 million? What are you talking about?
He was talking about Bitcoin, how it was sort of like raging, right? And he goes, at one point a while ago, people were donating to his podcast and somebody gave him Bitcoin. He was like, thanks for the Bitcoin, you cheapo. And then, of course, you know, he just let it go and he totally forgot about. And then now it's like at this price. So now he's looking for that password and he can't find it.
Oh, my God.
So he has that same, but it's probably not nearly as much.
Well, even if it's one.
Yeah, totally.
It's worth over $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. After what he spent on that podcasting van, he could use that dough. That's for sure.
Imagine if it's like five of them or something. Right. Oh my God. It's devastating. This is the problem with Bitcoin. It's tricking you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is how you get in touch now. So please text us anytime you have a thought. Not every thought, but you know.
No, but sure. I mean, you know, if you want, there's no limit.
415 says he should try hypnosis.
Oh, he should try hypnosis.
This is so scary because you just don't know. With only two guesses left, and I could see, too, how you are. Oh, I know what it is. Enter. What? Let me try that. Let me try that again. I must have missed it. You know, I probably entered it wrong.
Right.
Let me go more slowly. Enter. Two guesses down, and you're still not even on the right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He should definitely try hypnosis. Why not try it? He's only got two guesses left, Vin. Oh God, this is a terrible story. It's like my heart is clenching.
510 says, can't he hire a hacker?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I bet he is a hacker.
he's the worst hacker ever.
He's got to be very tech savvy to already have that much Bitcoin and have a lockable hard drive. Like these are all things that someone who knows their way around their computer would be using, right?
I guess
your mom doesn't have an external hard drive that locks itself, does she?
I don't think so. I hope not, Mom. If you do, please write the passwords down. I don't, you know, Jesus. Maybe if he is a hacker, maybe he bought this thing because he's like, I don't want anyone hacking into this and didn't think, including me. Mm-hmm. That's just heartbreaking.
Someone's asking, and I don't know the answer to this, but would he owe tax on $234 million?
I don't know. Probably.
Is it possible the government will come looking for tax money on something he can't even access?
Well, no.
Unless
he realizes the gain, they won't. There's a, you know, it would be a capital gains tax when he actually cashed it in.
707 says Sarah's wrong. Okay. It's not the reason not to get Bitcoin. It's the reason not to use encrypted hard drives.
It's just all the reason. It's a reason for just stay away from that. Come on.
I'm telling you, sometimes you do have to back stuff up in a way that is just normal, like a piece of paper and a pencil and put it anywhere without.
I like your pull up the carpet and write it down on the floorboards.
You know, something like where you can have it as a backup without saying this is. To my encrypted hard drive worth 200, you know, I mean, got to write that down. Come on, Stefan.
It just wasn't worth anything to him when he put it on there and he didn't take care. I'm terribly sorry, Stefan. Mm-hmm.
I hope to bring you good news at a later date. I'll follow up on that story when I get more info. But
or bad
now,
news. Bring us whatever the news is. I want to know what happens.
Right.
Two guesses left. Oh! Oh, it's horrifying.
I know. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got a couple things for you. I have three, I think, pretty funny sports stories right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.